Get your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630. Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thurldson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at matt@madmusclegarage.com for further details.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Wagner's Drive-In is the place for homemade lip-smacking car chow when you get hungry while cruising or coming or going to a car show or cruise-in. Jump in at 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park or call 763-533-8262.
Really good things that are happening right here on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat right here. We have Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what a nice weekend this is going to be, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we look forward to it, right? So what are we talking about today?
Well, with this nice weather that's happening this weekend, it's good because there's like 20 events happening today and tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, around town. But that's nothing. Next weekend, at this point, there are 35 events that we're tracking on the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next weekend.
Holy crap. Right. So you know what? Everybody's getting itchy again. You know, I got to get out
there.
I got to crank my car up. I got to get it ready for the season. Let's think about the gas prices first, will we?
Now, people have been talking about that on Facebook, and it's like, if you have to worry about gas prices, you're in the wrong hobby, so don't worry about it. They were higher than they are now 2 years ago when we were out driving, so who cares?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. All right, so what are we talking about? I mean, you know, we're tracking so many things over Twin Cities Car Cruising Group, and we're hearing all the activity, the enthusiasm, the joy, everybody's starting up the car. I mean, what are you hearing on the street?
Well, as soon as we get off the air here, I'm heading over to the Paradise Market in Maple Grove.
Ooh.
It's 9651 63rd Avenue North. It's right on 63rd and 169. There's a BP gas station right there in the corner, and then there's a little shopping center behind there.
Yeah.
Starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow, they've got a meet that's a gathering, it says, of classic cars featuring a wonderful mix of Soviet, Japanese, European, and American vehicles.
Wow.
It's in the picture that he's showing, it looks like it's all Soviet cars. Looks different to me. I'm going to go check that place out, see what that's all about. So that, again, starts at 10 o'clock. It's at the Paradise Market on 169 and 63rd Avenue North in Maple Grove. It's right behind the BP station. There's a little shopping center. So I'm going to go check that thing out and see what that's all about. It sounds really different. So
yeah,
that's one, and it's close by for me, so I'm going to check that one out.
And, you know, I think also, the unique thing is that, you know, it's European, and perhaps they'll be showing some stuff that we've never seen before.
Well, that's the thing. It's possibly some stuff that typically we don't go look at, so that's why I want to hit that one. If you're out Delano way today, again, also starting at 10 o'clock, out at the Davis Motorsports and Davis Chevrolet dealership, they've got an open house, car show, bike show, truck show, ATV show, just a little bit of everything. It's a free roll-in show with food, snacks, beverages, entertainment. Again, that's at the Davis Motorsports, Davis Chevrolet dealership in Delano, 471 Babcock Boulevard East. That starts at 10 o'clock also. And then we'll get you a little further. We're going to go a little further south. We're going to go down to Rochester. No, this is Lakeville. This one's in Lakeville. From 1 to 5 today, it's the High Rollers Truck Show.
Ooh.
It's nothing but trucks. $10 to show your vehicle. From 1 to 5, High Rollers Truck Show. The address is 20653 Keokuk, Keokuk Avenue in Lakeville. It says that it's at the Imagine Theater. So if you're familiar where the Imagine movie theater is in Lakeville, big truck show there. High Rollers, their graphic shows that they're all lifted trucks. So I think it's something that's going to be, again, probably a unique show. That's what I was looking for this weekend. There's some things that are different. And then from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock today, also down south in Apple Valley, and we've talked about this one before, and we really got to try to get this guy on the air sometime. Red's Chop Shop.
Ooh.
Has hot rods and haircuts.
Ooh.
Kicking off the year. Free haircuts to first-time customers, free Ooh. Soda, free water. Again, that's from 4 to 6, all makes and models of cars, bikes, and trucks. Again, it's a non-judged event. Just knock the dust off and head on down. As we've talked about, we're seeing more and more of these just cruise-ins or roll-ins, you know, events that just last for a couple, 3 hours, come and go as you want.
Yep.
This guy does this every month. He has a different thing. So he'll have hot rods and haircuts. He'll have trucks and haircuts. He'll have motorcycles and haircuts.
I need a haircut.
Red Chop Shop Barbershop. This is at a barbershop in Apple Valley, 201 150th Street West in Apple Valley.
Wow.
So that's just a few of the different, unique events, I think, that are happening this weekend. Around town. If you're out in the Buffalo area today, starting at 11 o'clock at the Hayes Public House, they've got their spring cruise kicking off. Once you get there, they'll give you what the cruise route is. It's free, all makes, models, years, cars, trucks, motorcycles again. Their kickoff cruise at 11 o'clock at the Hayes Public House in downtown Buffalo, 112 First Street South.
Very cool. I mean, there's so many car shows out there. I mean, if you need to take a peek at the, you know, some of the other shows that are happening, you know, this weekend, simply go to Twin Cities Car Cruising Group. Tell them a little bit about, you know, the Facebook page, because we have grown from 7,000, almost what? What is it now?
15,500 we hit on Friday. So yesterday we hit 15,500 followers. I mean, that's the place to look for anything car-related events coming up, car shows, swap meets, cruise-ins, just anything like that. That's all it is that's on there is the events. There's no advertising on it. There's no classified ads. There's no political BS, none of that stuff. So I spend a lot of time filtering some of the folks that are being put out there. So. We're trying to keep it just totally related to car shows and car events.
Philippines? Are you kidding me? No, we got to let this one go. So how do they...
That's right. There's no need for somebody in Nigeria to be posting their car show in Minneapolis.
Without a doubt. How do they submit a show if they're producing one or promoting one?
They just, you know, if they're a member, they can just go ahead and post it. Yes, I would appreciate if more people would do it, so I wouldn't have to do so much research and posting them. if you're a first-time poster, it's going to have to be reviewed. If you join and try to post something immediately, it kicks it out for me to review it to be sure that it's a legit post. But yeah, post flyers, post events. We have people doing it all the time, sharing their events.
I need to reiterate that, you know, I got to say, most of the postings, I mean, these are really gorgeous looking designs, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you can see people are using kind of the same AI format for their flyers, though. Be fun to see somebody do something different than some of this AI stuff. Some of these AI flyers are so dark.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Are.
For some reason, it seems like they're using a lot of browns and dark colors in those flyers.
Yeah.
Need something brighter.
I remember that.
Hey, anything you make is bright. That's why people like any of the graphics that you do.
It pops out. That's right. All right, where are we going from here now?
Well, today is Speedy's Jukebox. We're going to have a little science lesson as part of our Speedy's Jukebox today. Today is Worldwide Migratory Bird Day.
Ooh.
There are over 4,000 different species of bird that are regularly on the move. Some birds that are in the process of migrating travel as much as 15,000 miles to their location. The highest flying migratory bird is the barheaded goose, which reaches altitudes of around 5.5 miles above sea level. That's amazing. Birds are amazing. And millions of birds cross the Wisconsin state line every day during the month of May as they're migrating, you know, heading up north. So in honor of World Migratory Bird Day, we're going to play some bird tunes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got White Bird by It's a Beautiful Day, Black Bird by The Beatles, and Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day.
What a great lineup. Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, thanks for being on today. We'll talk soon, all right?
You bet.
All right, bye. Yeah. All right, you know, check this out. All right, the really cool thing about it is that Speedy's Jukebox every week right here on Street Beat. And the selection for this week is White Bird, It's a Beautiful Day, Black Bird by The Beatles, and also Rockin' Robin. Here we go with the Speedy's Jukebox.
bird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the line of a dark black. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Blow, rockin' Robin, cause we really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise owl, the big black crow, flap for their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, go rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. And it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
No, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet, tweet,
rock. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand taught him how to do the bop, and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin, Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
We'll be right back. I want a streamlined chassis. Man, it's gotta be classy. I'm gonna give it that certain touch with a little bit of Von Dutch. I found a real cute baby. She's a real swangin' baby. And she says we'll go steady just as soon as I get me a hot rod. I'm gonna take her for a moonlight drive across my Mulholland Drive. Man, I'll really be alive as soon as I get me a hot rod. With my baby sitting close to me, we'll do a little ragging, don't you see? We'll even lay a plan for you and me as soon as I get me a hot rod. Yeah, I'm only 14, but I'm going on 15. But I wanna be 16 so I can get me a hot rod.
KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Get to Don Ramon Street Tacos at 1555 First Avenue East and Highway 101 in Shakopee for the best Tex-Mex north of the border, or call their order line at 952-217-4860 and tell them that Polly Spit sent you.
That's right. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Tell them that Polly Spit sent you when you go over to Don Ramon's in Shakopee. That's right. Hey, you're listening to Speedy and Spitz. Street Beat on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9, and we have Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Paul, and all you listeners.
There you go. You know, we were talking off air, you know, and, you know, we've covered a lot of, you know, special subjects for, you know, many of our car enthusiasts, and the beauty about it is that they continue to come back and say, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you try this, you know? And I'll tell you what, Wolf is one of those guys that just likes to speak about, you know, different types of subjects, and, you know, yeah, well, we'll talk a little bit about cars, but, you know, I think when you have someone that lives in Omaha, you know, or grew up in Omaha as well, you know, I think the beauty about it is that you get a kind of a texture of, you know, how life was back in the day, you know, in different states. And I want to start off this way because I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately, and, you know, I see many of these different things that people are starting to reflect on when they were, you know, growing up. And one of the things is social media, right? So, you know, people that are, say, age between 55 to 75 up to 80, you know, they come back and say, you know, social media, you know, the way it is right now, really back in the day, it wasn't like that. You know, our social media was basically high school or mid school or even down to the intermediate schools, you know, the types of papers that they would, you know, distribute, you know, like a newspaper or so forth, or even up to high school. And, you know, I wanted to reflect on, you know, Wolf, you know, when you look at some of the stuff that you were growing up with back in the day, okay, newspapers was a big, big, big form of communication between the communities and each other, and there were sales of different items and ads of, you know, really cool stuff back in the day when there were just, you know, 2 cents and 16 cents for, you know, a gallon. How was it down in Omaha? I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of different things that, you know, we can compare and say, yeah, I did that, you know, like drinking outside, you know, with you know, with the hose. But, you know, back in the day, newspaper was the only form of and advertising, you know, that you would find with you know, flyers, perhaps, that were made, not as intricate as it is right now. But, you know, how was it when you were growing up in Omaha, you know, the circulation of newspaper and, you know, just a lot of things that, you know, people are saying, you know what, I have to go and buy this. This is 5 cents, and now it's like $5, you know, in this time. How was it back in Omaha when you were growing up?
wonderful when I was growing up. We didn't have the cell phones. We were creative. I mean, we we were creative when we played. We played baseball, football, all kinds of things outside. And as far as the media goes, I had one media. They used to. So you ask people now, they don't know what matchbook covers were. You ask kids, what's a matchbook cover? My grandmother started me. I had matchbook covers. You know, they, you remember those? They had the advertisements on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you call this number, all kinds of things. I have over 1,500 matchbooks that my mother or my grandmother started me out. I've saved, but they don't make them anymore, and you can't get rid of it. It's a good history book, though, to go through all those matchbooks and see all the businesses that were in Omaha and Lincoln and Council Bluffs at that time. I had another media, though. I was an amateur radar operator, so I talked to people all over the world. That was another way I communicated. But just communicating in the neighborhood with friends, I mean, we used to go, the neighbors used to go out and sit on the patio and talk about the weather and talk about the news, and it was just a continual thing. Like, we got to know each other better than on a phone, and it bothers me when you go to a restaurant. I look and I see these people, I don't know if they're dating or married, they're sitting across from each other, and they're both on their phone. I mean, why don't you talk to each other? Get to know each other. That's important.
Yeah, and you know, this,
dating.
Sure, and you know, when you look at the, you know, the past, you know, and you brought up a very strong point. You know, it was always porch time. When you finished work, you know, you had a beer or you drank some lemonade outside on the porch, and you watched the kids playing, and you know, it was just one of those. You know, the community was so much tighter back then, and you know, they would talk about the day's events and you know what's coming up that evening, and I recall, you know, when I moved here from Hawaii to Minnesota, I used to sit on my father-in-law's home, I mean, his porch, and my in-law's porch, that way. And, you know, we're always talking about, you know, what the kids are doing. What are we going to do, you know, for lunch? What are we going to do for dinner? You know, how prices have gone up. You know, there's, you know, Auntie over there is not doing as well. Let's go over there and make something. And, you know, it was a sense of needing each other back then, and porch time was, you know, a part of it, a big part of it. They would communicate, yeah. You know, with different types of things. Was it the same case in Omaha as well?
Oh yes, very much so. Yeah, just being with the neighbors, and you got to know. I hardly know my neighbors anymore. Everybody kind of stays to themselves, because nobody does the porch thing anymore. Nobody communicates, it seems. Things were a lot easier back when I was growing up, more comfortable. And you talk about things that, back then, they talk about how close everybody was. Back then, if you went to a car dealer to buy a car, or you went to get a car repaired, or to purchase anything, or get anything repaired, you did it on a handshake. And the guy would never charge you anymore. It was just a handshake agreement, no contracts. And you don't have that now. And a lot of times, you get charged more than what you were intended. And that kind of bothers me. But anyhow, it's got to do with people that aren't, I don't think, like you say, tight and close together anymore. It's not a small family or group, except for the street rotters, and that's a good thing. You get a club in like the street rotters, that's a tight-knit group, and that's good, really good.
Yeah, and you know, let me go back, and you know, I think you touched on a very strong point in regards to back in the day. You know, there was a trust factor, there was honesty, and now it's not like that. I think, you know, shall we see a return of that? Oh, man, you know, we always hope, and you know, there's so much hope that, you know, perhaps it will come back, but, you know, everyone's so skeptical about, you know, what's happening, and, you know, the negative side about you know, they would rather talk about negative than they would be, you know, on the positive side. But, you know, when you go back in the day, you know, I recall, you know, and this is why I, this is what set me up for this conversation today, right? So I'm watching a YouTube video about you remember the modeling companies back in the day, Monogram, Revell. Were you into making models at all?
Oh yes, yes, I have. I still have some of my models. In fact, I got one I haven't built yet. I have a 1797 Heritage Softail, same colors as mine, and I still haven't put it together. It's all metal. That's really nice, but one of these days I might put it together.
You know,
but
I think,
by the way, I've sold that motorcycle to my son. He wanted it, so I've sold it, and I'm selling my other motorcycle, because that'll let riding kind of behind me. I want to concentrate more on making the Nova better and going to more car shows, get-togethers.
There you go. And I think the beauty about these models, you know, the topic of this YouTube channel was the how Revell and also Monogram made it into the market back in the 50s. And, you know, just to hear, you know, what this machinist did in order to grow this industry. I remember buying models, right? And you could never have enough glue, right? And it's just like, wait a minute. You know, and wait, and you know, and you would compare your model that you just made, that it was so tedious, it was so time consuming, right? You start comparing with your friends. Okay, you know, when you get into your friends, you know, you're kind of like on the same level. You know, there's glue all over the place, and the paint is not that right, and maybe the wheels aren't turning right. But then, you know, what really burst your bubble, right, was when, you know, there was an older person that, you know, could be an older guy or a gal or an adult that makes those pristine looking models. So now it's like, oh man, should I continue or should I just give up, right? Because I don't know if I'm ever going to get up to that caliber of model making. But back in the day, you know, I mean, we're talking about 60s now, you know, Ed Big Daddy Roth, he was the big thing back there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem with those Ed Big Daddy Roth's models was that they're small, intricate kind of parts, and if you didn't pull them apart, you know, from the, you know, the stem of the plastic, you might break them. Now you have a problem, right? It's like, oh man.
Yeah.
And so the enthusiasm kind of, you get deflated about it. But models, I mean, you just touched on something with matchbooks. I mean, what else did you you know, collect back in the day?
Well, going back to the models, I've never been to the back to the 50s car model contest, but some people have said that have been there, they can't believe some of the intricate detail in some of those models. Have you been to it?
Yeah, and you know, we just had one with the GSTA show, which was at the Canterbury, right? And unfortunately, you know, Brian and I have been conversing about that. We've always, they always wanted to bring this model. He said, I think it's their third year, okay? And so this year, right, there was a bunch of new entries, and the, you know, the table was looking good, and the quality of work on all these models was like, man, this is unbelievable. So you got these 1/25th scale hot rods and, you know, other models that were showing. That's why I asked, you know, Brian, I said, out of all of these entrants, how many kids were involved? He said, less than 10. I went, what? Wait a minute. So, you know, we started this in 2018, where we wanted to encourage the younger generation to, you know, to learn a little bit about, you know, the cars and how we could help them, you know, to do their own, you know, car work. You know, the easy stuff, you know, until they get really excited and start to want to tear an engine or take a brake apart or whatever. And so 10... You know, the 10 kids that came aboard to do, you know, put models together and present them in a very professional fashion, them, to us, that's encouraging. You know, it's not one, it's 10. So maybe next year, right, it'll be 20. So, I mean, we're doing a job here. We just need to promote it and market it a little bit better. But you were talking about, you know, some of the stuff that you have. What other models do you remember putting together when you were growing up?
Well, I'm still doing it. I got an HO model railroad here in my basement. I've got the models I put together. I started that I was probably 10 or 12 when I started. And you can't believe the cost increase of the hobbies now. Those little box cars that I used to buy and put together were maybe a little over a dollar. Now they're $30. I could not afford to go back into model railroading and start from scratch. I'm lucky I saved everything. I've had boxes and boxes of buildings I put together. They're little wood buildings. They got little shingles on. I mean, they're really intricate, and they really look. Maybe I'll send you a picture of one or two that I've built. But yeah, I'm still putting those together and building a model railroad, laying track, building scenery. It's a lot of fun, and it's relaxing, and it takes your mind off of the problems that we're seeing today, you know.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking off air, you know, flipping the page here, right before you came on, that you were choosing the car shows to attend this year. You know, I highly recommend it because some of our listeners have been asking, you know, when can we meet, you know, Wolf? You know, he's an interesting kind of guy. You know, I'd love to have a conversation with him. And I think what I'm going to say here at this point is, you know, why don't you give us, you know, a heads up on which one or, you know, several of the car shows that you're going to be attending. And I want to promote this. I want the, you know, the listeners to come out, and they're hearing you and they want to meet you now. And so I think the beauty about it, you know, let's make that a point that, you know, we'll have a couple shows that you be attending, and you know, perhaps with or without the car, that you can you know, scoot around with us and, you know, talk a little bit about or talk to the listeners. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea, and I'm planning on being there's a one at a church in Bloomington May 16th, 201 East 104th Street in Bloomington. I'm planning on going to that one.
You know, I think Brian and I basically did that show several years ago. We were the MCs for the show, and you know what? It's a big show. It's a really, really big show. I mean, it's prepare yourself for this because I'll tell you, I saw some of the most recognizable cars that you know, to date that I really liked, and we did some features on several of them. So yeah, so just for all of our listeners, we'll get a listing of the car shows that Wolf will be attending. Then perhaps he'll you know spend some time with you and talk a little bit about cars.
Yeah, I was thinking about there's a couple shows tomorrow. It's kind of quick, but there's one on East Cliff Road. That's kind of it's just a cruise. They're getting together to take off. They haven't got the route planned out yet. But then there's one I've never heard of this one, the Red's Chop Shop. It's at a barber shop down there in, I think it's Apple Valley.
We were just talking about that this morning. Brian and I, he said, you know what? He's going, Brian will be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking about that one.
Okay. Well, you know, buddy, we're winding down to our last 3 minutes. What else you want to talk about in the last three minutes?
Oh, gee. My last 3 minutes, well, I can give the listeners some advice. I'm always trying to give people advice. Some people don't listen, but it's about words and how cruel they can be. You have to be really careful. Now, it's been proven that when you comment somebody, praise them, that they appreciate that, but doesn't remain in their brain as long as a hateful message. if you tell you be hateful, your words are hateful, or you're disrespectful or angry, they remember that forever. And I know that the gentlemen out there, they know about that, because if they say something to their wife that's negative or bad, they're always reminded about it. At least that's what my wife does to me. So yeah, I have to be careful. Praise them. Tell them how you appreciate them, how much you love them. And if it does come to some argument, just separate. You know, go away, cool down, and then come back and try to discuss it in a softer manner instead of being too angry. Which reminds me, you remember the rule of thumb that you had a long time ago? That when your kids would get whipped with a stick, they would rule that it couldn't be any bigger than their thumb. This is back in my dad's day. The stick couldn't be any bigger than the thumb, and the child would have to go out after he did something bad and find a stick that he would get whipped with. It might sound cruel, but what this did, I figured it out. Okay. Now, a lot of times when I'd get really angry at my kids if they did something wrong, and I went, you know, you get the adrenaline flowing, you just want to jump, you know, and maybe punish them more than they should be, you know, because I got spanked, my kids got whacked once in a while. But if the kid goes out to get this stick, it gets time for the parent to relax a little, get rid of that adrenaline rush, so he's not so angry and he's not so, you know, mean, you know, maybe I'll say. But, and it also gives the child, when he's out there looking for that stick, now he's going to take his time, and it gives him time to reflect and remind himself what he had did wrong. So that's my message.
Well, that's great parting words for our listeners. Wolf, thanks for being on today, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, love being here, and everybody have a great day, and God bless all.
There you go. Nicely done. Now, yeah, cool things are happening right here on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. You're listening to Paulie on the Street Beat.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.